We are having this rally today because we're concerned about the threats coming from DC to our local public lands. The White River National Forest is the most visited national forest in the nation. At a time when people are using our public lands more and more, people are asking more and more of our public land managers, the budgets are being cut year by year by year. They're expecting maybe a 20% budget cut this year at the White River National Forest in times of unprecedented visitation. It's the opposite of what should be happening. But budget cuts aren't the only threat to the National Forest. The President has issued an executive order directing the land managers to eliminate all impediments to natural gas and oil development on our public lands. We've seen this before in the Bush administration, and the rush to lease before you look, ended up leasing a lot of our valuable wildlife habitat, causing a significant decline in mule deer in the Rhone Plateau area, and it impacts significantly the hunting opportunities on our public lands. The sportsman's economy, the hunting and angling, is multi-billion dollar economy in Colorado. It rivals the ski industry. It's not something we should be trifling with based on grab it all now, boom bust sort of land management. We're concerned that the administration in DC and the Congress is only listening to their corporate special interests, and they're not listening to us, those of us who live here in these mountain valleys surrounded by our public lands. We're here because of our public lands. Our economy of Glenwood Springs, where we are today, and the rest of the Roaring Fork Valley is based on the access and the values that stream off of our public lands. We are intertwined with our public lands. Our well-being, the foundation of our economy, our local agriculture, our recreation, tourism-based economy, all of that is dependent on these public lands staying not only in good shape, but staying in public hands. And the most alarming thing happening is that there are even proposals that these public lands should be transferred to the states. Well, we know the states can't afford that. And so what would be the next step? It would be privatization, selling them off, and that's no trespassing signs and closed gates. That would be the end of our local economy, our way of life, our community, our culture here in the Roaring Fork Valley, and that would be intolerable.